The real genesis was when the major radar program we were working on for the Air Force got canceled when the as a result of intelligence that said that the Russian bomber that the whole system was being developed to counter, there was a fighter plane that had a radar in it that was supposed to counter the Russian bombers that were going to come over to the North Pole and bomb us. And we learned that they were no longer working on that bomber, that it wasn't going to happen. And so the radar program was canceled. And my boss, Frank Carver, asked me to do something new that would keep our people employed, think of something new.
Right.
So, and I canvassed my friends. Tom Hutzbeth and John Mandel both independently told me they thought the best use, and the Russians had launched a Sputnik just a year earlier, and they asked me to, I said, what can we do in space? Space was really exciting then.
Yeah, okay.
And they said communications. The sad state of communications was evident. The telephony was terrible. Uh-huh. International telephony, it was extremely expensive. And it was, you'd have to schedule a call. The capacity was so limited. And there was no such thing as transoceanic television. There was no means of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of John Mendel's colleagues from Bell Labs, John Pierce, had written a seminal article on space communications. It was called Transoceanic Communications via Satellite, along with one of his colleagues, Rudy Compton.
Yeah, Compton, right.
And that was a wonderful article, and it was very, very impressive to me. In the meantime, Don Williams, in independently, thinking about what we could do in space, he thought the thing that we needed was a navigation system that would be interesting. So he thought he worked out a little bit of the orbital dynamics associated with the geosynchronous navigation system.
Right.
And but it wasn't a spinning configuration. It was a three-axis stabilized configuration.
Uh-huh.
It worked for me pretty hard to do. And at that time, I didn't think there was nearly as much of an application for it as there would be for a communication system or as much of a demand.